Welcome to Attract Your Soulmate, the keys conscious, smart, successful women need to know to attract the right partner and create lifelong love, brought to you by the Art of Love and Feminine Power Programs. Your hosts for the series are best-selling author Arielle Ford and Claire Zanet, founder of Feminine Power. Welcome to our special bonus seminar highlights and live Q&A with Arielle and Claire.
Hi, everyone. Welcome. This is Claire.
Hi, this is Arielle.
Hi.
Hi. How are
Hi.
You?
Hi. We're so happy to be with you today. Welcome. Hi, Arielle.
Hey, Claire.
Great to be together. I had such a magical weekend with everyone. Celebrating my 10th anniversary meeting Craig. It was really special to have the opportunity to share my story and everything I've discovered with everybody live for my session on Saturday morning. Thank you so much if you joined in live. And Saturday, Arielle, your seminar was, I think this was the best seminar you've ever offered, sharing the master tools and practices
so
for manifesting love. So welcome, everyone, if you're with us for the first time today. We've created this special highlights, takeaways, and live coaching call to support you to integrate and apply what you're discovering in the series. We're going to be leading you through an opening centering meditation, and then I'll give you an overview of how our time together is going to work. So let's get started. We have over 200,000 women signed up for the series. I think this is the largest love manifesting event in history. I think it's been one of the highlights of anything that we've ever done or created, the energy in this circle. So we want to take an opportunity while we're all together at this event to really harness and ground in the vibration of connection so that we can all be supported as we're creating love in our lives. So, Arielle, would you lead us?
Sure. Okay. So if you're someplace where you can close your eyes, that would be great. If not, keep your eyes open, especially if you're driving. And just get as comfortable as you can in the seat that you're in. If you can turn off your phone or any electronics that might distract you, put your feet flat on the floor, and place your hands over your heart. And let's just take a few long, slow, deep breaths together in through your nose and out through your mouth. Just take a few more long, slow, deep breaths. And what we're going to talk about today is really about the vibration of love, because we're all vibrational beings. We're like receiving mechanisms. So when you set your tuner to a station, you get to hear what's playing. So whatever we're focused on is on the way coming through your tuner. And they say that you only have to focus for as little as 17 seconds in order to activate a vibration within you. So let's move our attention down to the area around our heart. And as a collective group of hundreds of thousands of women in 76 countries around the world, let's feel our energetic collective intention to be the vibration of love. And with your attention on your heart, just settle in and remember a time when you felt love or gratitude, any simple moment of love or gratitude. And allow yourself to just re-experience it right now in present moment awareness, as if it's happening all over again, or simply being in a state of love or gratitude. And using your imagination, see a pink fog emanating from your own heart. Beautiful pink fog that's enveloping you from head to toe. You're sitting inside your own love of pink fog. And then have this fog just roll out so it now fills the room that you're in. And if you wish, you can let the fog roll out to go through the entire home that you're in, to your neighborhood, to the world around you, as we sit together in the vibration of love. We share this energy of love, knowing that we deserve love, that we're filled with more than enough love to give, and the universe has more than enough love for us. Who we are right now in this moment is enough. We don't have to do anything. We don't have to be anything to receive love. We just have to remember that love is who we are. And holding our hands on our heart, sitting in present moment awareness, re-experiencing and knowing deeply that we are love, that we are enough. We hold the intention, knowing and trusting that not only are we love, our beloved is already connected to us. There's nothing for you to do. There's only something for you to be, and that is to be in the knowingness of love. Take another long, slow, deep breath. Place your hands in your lap. Begin to feel the feet, your feet on the floor. Sense the temperature of the air around you. And when you're ready, just simply open your eyes.
Ariel, that was beautiful.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. And I felt so much open and expand. And I think when we're in the vibration of love, not only can we attract love to us, but we're also open to receiving the love we already have in our lives. And when we were doing the gratitude practice and thinking of someone we love, I was thinking of you today.
Oh, thanks.
And thinking how much I
love
you.
Well, that's why I felt so good.
And appreciate you. And really just appreciate the opportunity to be here in this field of love with you and with everyone creating this series. So thank you. And I feel so much love for everyone here. So happy that you're with us. I'm amazed at how many women have now joined the series. And I know that a lot of people have signed up even in the last couple of days. So I want to welcome you. If you're brand new and you've just joined us, welcome. It's not too late to have an amazing life-altering experience with these seminars. In your inbox, you'll receive a daily email with access to our live event page with that day's program. You can scroll down the page right now to see the upcoming program, all of our keynotes, panels, and success stories, are going to be broadcast in our series lineup. Each day is available to listen to at no charge for 24 hours. And we know that so many of you are going to want to own your own copy of the series, or you don't have time to listen, or you want to listen again. So for that reason, we've created some very exciting upgrade options that are at a deep discount for the entire duration of the series. So you can find out all the details on the bottom of your event page. We'll be sharing more about that at the end today. We created these special live Love Magic highlights coaching integration sessions to be able to share some of the highlights and takeaways, the most important things that our speakers and inspiring success stories, women who are just like you, me, all of us who've been applying these keys and tools to their own life, just really being able to inspire you with the key insights and takeaways from those sessions, and then open it up for live coaching. And everyone has free access to listen to these sessions, but if you'd like to be coached by us or have the opportunity to ask us a question live, all you need to do is choose one of our upgrade options. And for those of you who've already ordered one of the upgrade options, you'll have access to dial in, jump on the phone with us, post, and after our recap, we're going to go into live coaching. So let's get started with our recap from today's sessions. Today we have the amazing, extraordinary Deepak Chopra, one very close personal friend and practically family member of yours, Ariel. Deepak, I know you have such an intimate connection, and this is a really powerful session that Deepak shared today in unlocking the power of synchrodestiny to manifest a soulmate. Want to share some highlights with us and takeaways?
Sure. Yes. So, people who meditate understand what it is, but if you aren't a meditator, I wanted to start the session with him really defining what is meditation. And here's some of what he said. He said that meditation is a way of progressively silencing the chatter in your mind and ultimately going to the source of thought. And he said the source of thought is not the mind. It is the source of the mind. He said in the spiritual traditions, the mind is called the soul or the spirit. And he said while many people think of meditation as a process to get more relaxed, he said meditation is not about managing your stress, but going to the source of thought, which is your soul, which technically speaking is the space between your thoughts. And in that space between your thoughts, we carry karma and memory and desires in a seed form. And you have the seeds of karma, which are your actions and experiences and your past memories and all of these desires so that they can be manifested. So he says that meditation literally takes you to a possibility field. And he said it's the most powerful intention field. And the way to create and manifest anything you want is to get to the seeds of your desires through your meditations, and that will expand your creativity beyond limits. Now, he said it a little better than I just did. I'm trying to summarize here. But, I really love that. That meditation, while it does help reduce stress, is not the purpose of it. And I know that so many people think that, oh, well, I'm stressed out, I should meditate.
And remember, Marianne in her Invoking Aphrodite keynote said that's the number one thing that we can do to invoke Aphrodite and step into the temple is to meditate. And for the exact reasons that Deepak is going into on a deeper level. So that's powerful.
And then I asked him if he thought that falling in love, was it a spiritual experience? And he says that falling in love is an act of the soul because it's two souls resonating at the same time, at the same deep level, with this desire for each other. Doesn't that feel like so right?
Yeah,
I just love that.
I love that.
And yeah, it's beautiful. And then I said, you know, how would someone bring a true partner into their lives? And he said, stop looking for the right person and become the right person. He said, if you're looking for a certain person who has certain qualities, then you should definitely write those down, and then you should become those qualities. You should have the intention to be what you're looking for. And then when you vibrate at that level, this person will show up. So I said, okay, well then, how do I become the ideal partner? And how do I, once I know those qualities, you know, take them into meditation? And he actually took everybody through what he calls a Heart Sutra meditation, where we focused on peace, harmony, laughter, and love. So I'm not going to repeat that for you, but you definitely want to tune in for this Deepak thing and, you know, do that process with him. And then finally, the last thing I asked him was, you know, what do you most appreciate and love about your wife, Rita? And he was so sweet. He said, Rita's the center of the whole family, not even my family, but the extended family, and she has the most dynamic silence. She just doesn't succumb to melodrama. And she has overwhelming love for everyone, but she's not driven by ego or attachment to her own self-importance. She has all the traits of an enlightened being, but no need to talk about it. Isn't that just beautiful? Oh,
beautiful.
And there's one more thing he did go into a lot of detail with, which if you want to really excel in a relationship, you need to master the four A's. And the four A's are attention, appreciation, affection, and acceptance. Which makes perfect sense to me. So that was just a taste, a tiny, tiny taste of the hour with Deepak, which was extraordinary.
Well, and the thing I just love so much about Deepak is that his words have a transmissive power, so they really kind of, you know, I always experience when I hear him talk, it bypasses my conscious mind, and it really impacts me on a feeling level. So it's like, you know, his words have a certain code to them, have a certain power to them.
I've actually witnessed that. I mean, you don't actually have to be able to understand anything he's saying to transform sitting in front of him, you know. So if you say, oh, well, I don't get it, the inaction.
You want to listen, and it's like the codes for synchrodestiny and soulmate manifesting just get activated just listening to that and listening to the guided meditation. So that's powerful. I love that session. Thank you. And so this is part of raising our love vibration. This whole day's sessions are really about being able to, you know, we're in this process, we're unlocking our feminine power, we're mastering the tools of manifesting, and we're raising our love vibration. Can you share more about our panel from today?
Yeah, so we had Kavita Patel, Sandra Biskin, and Reverend Cynthia James, and all masters at raising love vibration. And I asked all three, you know, I asked Cynthia in particular, you know, how do you explain the idea of what a love vibration is? And she said that for her, she discovered that she was the common denominator to everything. So she always began with, how loving can I be with myself? How empowered can I be with myself? How in integrity can I be with myself? So she could raise her personal love vibration by taking care of herself. And then when I talked to Kavita, she said that, you know, for her, or actually Sandra, she said we need to remember that love is not so much an emotion, but that it's an energy. And that all physicists and scientists will tell you that energetically, all of us are vibrating all the time, and our vibrations have a frequency, and that love is the most powerful frequency on the planet. So since we know this to be true, then we need to free ourselves of the blocks to love that we are, so we can vibrate on this higher, different level of love. And like everyone has already, you know, said on the panel, love is when you connect to the divine and the source within you. And that is not only very powerful, but very magnetic. So throughout this session, they each did different processes to take us through that. And one of the ways Sandra took us through it was something she calls true self-reprogramming, like literally changing your internal software so that you can get into this vibrational field. And it was kind of a really simple process. She had us tapping on our breastbones while thinking about someone or something that we love. Like, and we probably can't do it now because then you need a mirror. So you do this tapping, thinking about someone or something that you love. Then you look into your own eyes in the mirror and you say to yourself, my true self is perfect. I am worthy of love because love is who I am. I am in perfect harmony with the energy of love. And by doing that, you lock this into your system. You become this energetic match. It aligns your whole vibration and frequency to the love that you already are. So that was just a taste of that as well. They went deeper on all these love vibration exercises. But, you know, if you feel like it's time for you to raise your love vibration, do not miss Deepak and do not miss this panel because both were extremely powerful.
And you know you have a high love vibration when you have an emotional feeling tone of being overflowing with love. Right? So if you're feeling like you're in wanting, or if you feel like you're heartsick, or if you feel a kind of heart pain from loneliness, or you don't think that it's possible, that is a vibration that will create more loneliness, more heartache, more missed connections. Right? So it's like what,
totally.
What Deepak and our panel are saying is, you know, we actually have to raise our own, and like meaning that the currents of emotional energy that we're tapping into and experiencing and that our attention is on. I mean, this is really where a shift in our energy is really a shift in where our attention is, that the source of love is happening right now and it's available. We can place our attention on, and where meditation is so helpful is it's often very difficult to go from kind of negative downward feelings of emptiness, loneliness, despair, isolation, conflict, to actually shift to go into joy, happiness, connection, love. Like that, it's too big a leap to make just to go there. So it's almost like you have to go to zero. Meditation, like you're in, you know, meditation takes you to zero, and it's actually a space then where you can reset as opposed to going straight from, right? So you're actually like you're stepping back from all of that. You're stepping back from the vibration and frequency of the thoughts and the feelings that are generating the emotional experience of aloneness or loneliness or non-possibility. And you're actually tapping into the experience then, there's space to tap into the experience of love, connection, and that vibration. And it's very, very powerful in terms of how that impacts how you show up, how that impacts access to wisdom, right? So when you're vibrating at a higher love vibration, suddenly you'll have an awareness of where you need to go, who you need to be. Yes, I want to go to that party, or yes, I need to go to that conference, or you know, maybe I need to go and take this one course, in a way that you begin to activate a field of synchronicity and connection, right? So it's like a whole guidance system begins to open up for you when you do these things that enables you to you know, become a very powerful manifester and creator. So it's a great
thing to remember.
Yeah,
it's really about doing it in baby steps and realizing that it's not going to happen the first time you meditate necessarily or do one of the practices that are shared in either Deepak or the panels seminars, But it's if you commit yourself to taking baby steps and doing 10 minutes here and 10 minutes there, whatever pain or despair you may be in will begin to lift, and you'll start to have a sense of something being possible. So, you know, don't expect it to happen instantaneously, although it could, you know, but it is
yeah.
a practice, a daily practice.
Yeah, but these are the tools of how specifically exactly to do it. So make sure you take time to listen to those. And I don't know who my favorite success story is because they're all amazing, Ariel, are inspiring women who have applied the tools and keys that we're sharing with you and gone on to attract their soulmate in their 40s, 50s, and 60s. But Jan Desai, there's something to this story that just fills my heart with joy. Do you want to share some highlights from Jan's story?
Yeah, so Jan was married for 21 years, and she said that it was a disaster from the start. But her self-esteem was so low that she just kept telling herself, oh, Jan, you're just so lucky to be with somebody like this. But she said there was just no sense of equality, no sense of meeting one another. And it was just this recurring opportunity for her to stay in a story of victimhood for 21 years. And the really kind of shocking part of her story was that every night she would pray that the marriage would fall apart. She would pray that something
oh my
would happen
goodness.
To him.
That's the power of unmanifesting, right?
Well, obviously she wasn't any good at it because it took her 21 years. She prayed.
To unmanifest. You have to unmanifest the wrong thing first. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, she prayed that she would be freed from this horrible relationship, but she never had the guts to leave. But then finally,
wow.
she said one day he packed up and left her and never looked back. And she said that was the start of her hitting her true bottom. And she said, you know, at that point in her life, she'd always been a very religious woman. She said she had a strong personal relationship with Jesus and Mary. But magical things started happening to her, and she was exposed to things that she never knew about. For instance, Eat, Pray, Love had just come out. And she was at a bookstore with a friend who bought the book for her and said, you must read it. And she ended up reading it 6 times, cover to cover, because she was so fascinated with it. And then she was listening to NPR radio, and she heard this woman talking about the dark side and how divorce is an incredible opportunity to kick yourself in the butt and take personal responsibility for your own life. And it was my sister, Debbie, she was listening to because her book, Spiritual Divorce, had just come out. And she started to see that people were, and the universe, were sending her messages. So a couple of years after she was at her bottom, a friend of hers called her up and said, there's this Indian guy in town who has supposedly this incredible energy, and we're going to go hear him speak. And she didn't want to go, and her friend forced her to go. And they walked into a house where there were 100 women crowded around this young Indian man. And she said she sat there and listened to him for 3 hours, and he did a meditation. But she said she sat in the back of the room and wrote a to-do list. And when he came around to touch everybody, she said she didn't feel anything. There was zero experience. And then afterwards, when he was meeting with people and speaking to people, everybody stayed in the room to go one-on-one with him, and she ran to the kitchen to eat cookies. And then finally, her friend said, come on, come on, you need to meet him in person. And she was dragged into him, and when she stood face-to-face with him, she had this incredible experience of having known him for a lifetime, which was something
wow.
she'd never thought about. And
wow.
And on top of that, he was 21 years younger than her. But they started dating. And by the end of 3 years, they just knew that they were meant to be together. But she said she was very clear to him that she wasn't giving up her high heels, her lifestyle, or her relationship with Jesus.
Wow.
And And he said, fine. She just said it was like a meeting of the minds, a meeting of the heart, a meeting of two souls. And then here's the crazy thing. Panache. Oh, did I say who her husband is? Her husband's Panache
Desai.
Yeah, Panache
Desai. Yeah.
Yeah. So Panache takes Jan home to meet his mother. And, you know, previously he had dated a lot of supermodels and a lot of actresses.
This is the 20-year older than him woman that he's bringing home
yes,
to mom.
He's 21
right?
years
yep.
older. And do you know what the mother says when she meets Jan? She gives her a hug and says to her, welcome, my dear. We've been waiting for you. Because
wow.
they knew the second they met her that she was the one. So they've now been together 10 years. They're married. The in-laws live next door. They both wanted children, and obviously Jan was way too old to start having kids when she got together with Panache. So through the miracle of science and in vitro, they used a surrogate twice, and they now have two sets of twins under the age of three.
Wow. I just love this story. I really love this story because it's like, you know, these things that we tell ourselves that we're too old or there's too much of an age gap, you know, when it's right, it's right. When you have shared values, when you have a shared vision, when you have chemistry, you have a soulmate connection, and you both have the qualities to create healthy, loving partnership, you, like, that's a recipe for success and lifelong
right,
love.
Right, so today, Jan's 59. Right? And she says, every morning for me is like Christmas morning. And we call our love messy, crazy love. It's not perfect, but we're expressive, we're explosive, we love big, we love large, we fall heavily. But I still wake up every morning and catch my breath and say, oh my gosh, I can't believe this blessing. And every single morning she talks to God and she speaks to Mary and I ask them to support me in being patient with my four children under the age of three and to have the energy. And every single day Panache says to her that she grows more beautiful and younger every day. So if that can't inspire you that it's never too late, then I got nothing else for you. This is the best thing I've heard.
All right. So make sure you listen to today's seminars. There are highlights, takeaways, and coming up tomorrow, we are moving on to our fifth and final key in our series. And just to recap, so our series that we've created are the five keys that smart, conscious women need to really embrace and master and practice to attract the right partner and create lifelong love. So the first key that we shared with you on the opening kickoff was about visioning your life partnership, visioning someone who has the qualities of both a soulmate and a great life partner. If you haven't yet listened to our kickoff event with Marianne Williamson, did a brilliant opening, and in that session we shared the process of visioning your soulmate life partner. I want to encourage you to go and listen if you haven't yet listened. We've given you access to that as a download, as our gift for everyone. So that's the first key. The second key is transforming your limiting love beliefs about yourself, about men, about women, about marriage. So many of our speakers have been working with tools and processes to work on that. And the third key, activating your feminine power. This is a process of learning the tools and practices to become a master manifester, to be sourcing from the feminine, to raise your love vibration. We've been working with that over the last couple of days. And our speakers have also helped you with the fourth key, which is becoming magnetic to conscious men. And so this is part of the shift into the feminine, part of the shift of being able to then identify and clarify the kind of partner that you're looking for. So there is one final key that you absolutely must possess and master to succeed as a conscious woman in creating a soulmate relationship. And I'm underscoring this because it's one, if you've done a lot of work on manifesting love and you haven't succeeded, it's probably this one key, probably more, but probably this one key especially that you haven't yet been able to master that tomorrow's experts are going to give you. And that is, you absolutely must discover the secrets of making connections and then sorting potential love interests quickly so you know who to invest in and who not to waste time with. So, you know, our experts tomorrow are, we have Bella Gandhi, who is the fairy godmother of online dating. And we have an amazing panel that's going to give you the keys to online dating success. Ariel, I want to invite you to share more about these. But we can't underscore enough how important it is for you to be able to make connections and be able to know very quickly, like, well, I wasn't attracted to this person. Should I see them again? Or I was attracted to this person, but they're not really marriage material. Should I see them again? You know, all of the do's and don'ts of making connection both in person and both online, you're going to learn during tomorrow's seminars, and you're also going to be inspired by one of our, I don't know, I mean, everyone feels like my favorite when I talk about it, Ariel, by Liz Dawn, who is amazing.
Oh,
she's a
yes.
brilliant creator of the Explain,
let me say
Celebrate
something
Your
about
Life.
All of this.
Yeah.
Right.
Good.
So for those of you who've tried online dating and you've made up your mind it doesn't work for you, I am begging you to listen to tomorrow with an open mind, because you're going to hear stuff that you don't know, that if you knew, you would have been more successful online, and you can be successful online. Bella Gandhi, who, if any of you watch the Steve Harvey show, is a regular on there about online dating, she is just absolutely a master and brilliant on how to write a profile that's going to get you where you want to go. And then our panel, not only did they meet their husbands online, they tell you how to make online dating a sacred and a spiritual practice. And then our success story, Liz Dawn. Now, Liz was a first-time bride at 50, and she had decided that, you know, all the work she'd done on herself, and Liz is a big deal in our world. She puts on this annual event called Celebrate Your Life with all the biggest speakers in the personal growth spiritual world. She's best friends with Neil Donald Walsh, and Wayne Dyer was like her brother. I mean, she just knows everybody. But she couldn't get it together in her love life until she went on to Match.com and made up her mind that she was just going to be herself and tell the truth about who she was and what she needed, and that she was going to go on 5 dates a week if necessary. Well, she went on 5 dates a week, and date number 70 turned into the most perfect husband for her ever, this incredible holistic chiropractor, meditator who just worships and adores her. They've now been married 3 years, and she couldn't be happier. So please tune in tomorrow.
Well, and she has the most fantastic practical advice to give as well, you know? I mean, you're going to get, listening to these, it's like you're going to leave knowing how to do this. So very excited about tomorrow's sessions. Want to invite you to participate. So there are highlights and takeaways about what's happening today's sessions, what we have coming up, incredible sessions that we have still remaining in the series. So please stay tuned. You can find out all of the information about what's coming up just by scrolling down on the event page where you are. You'll see what's coming up. If you'd like to listen to the audios again, we know you're going to want to own your own copy of this series, and we're excited for you to know that there's an opportunity during the event to order one of our upgrade options and receive full access to all of the keynotes, the panels, the recordings, and over $700 worth of bonuses in our gold and our platinum options. If you've just registered for the gold option, we want to share about the exciting opportunity to join us for our brand new Art of Love Inner Circle program. You'll get 3 months membership and access to the vault of seminars that have to do with all aspects of connecting and forging lifelong love. We have a lot of questions coming in today from women who are in relationships. We'll share more about the Inner Circle at the end, but that's an amazing opportunity to join us and access all of the previous seminars that we have recorded over the last 5 years in the Art of Love programs with the world's leading experts. So more on that in just a moment. And again, if you'd like to have the opportunity to be coached by us live, that's one of the bonuses that you'll receive with the packages. So let's move into live coaching. This is your opportunity to ask us questions and receive coaching to integrate and apply what the experts have been working with us, sharing with us at the series. Go ahead and press star 2 to raise your hand if you are dialed in on the phone, or you can post a question in the live Q&A box. And again, I want to remind you that to ask us questions and participate in these coaching sessions, all you need to do is choose one of our upgrade options, and we have many coaching sessions left, so there is an opportunity to do that as well. All right, so let's go to, let's see here. Let's take a live question to start with. All right, who's calling from Toronto? 416, hello. Hello, are you there?
Hi, Claire, do you hear me?
Yes,
hello?
Who's there?
Hi. Hi, it's Anne. Hi, it's Anne.
Anne from Toronto. Are you in Toronto?
Yeah, I am, yeah.
Great, go right ahead, Anne.
I just love your advice. I've been actually with you for a while. I started listening to you in about late 2013. I started listening to you and Catherine, and it really did transform my life. Like, I've just, my 2014 was amazing. I attracted a wonderful man into my life. 2015 was the best year. 2016 isn't turning out that great for me so far, and I just would love to hear sort of your thoughts on how to, like, I am a powerful manifester, like, in the past. I just don't seem to, I'm feeling right now I'm having trouble sustaining it, if that makes sense.
Well, so where are you right now? Are you in a relationship? Are you looking for a relationship? What is
it? I'm in a relationship, but I'm in a relationship right now, but I feel like it might be coming to a close. Like, it might have run its course. So I'm kind of at that stage right now where I thought he was the one, but now I'm not too sure anymore.
So I'm just trying to tune into your question, like, so is the question, like, you know, how do I either, because I think this is something that so many of us can relate to, right? So I'm in a relationship.
Like something was, and it was going so well, my life was going so well, everything was working, and now I don't feel like anything's working right now.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like I'm going back to where I was, because I've done so much work, I know I'm not going to go back to that place anymore, but I'm also feeling like, okay, there's probably things I could be doing right now to just.
So you've been dating your current partner for how long?
2 years now, the 2.5 years.
2 years. And have you, like, talked about a long-term commitment or living together or?
And that's what recently came up, and I just didn't get the impression that he wanted to live together, and so now I'm just thinking, okay, maybe this isn't going to work for me for the long term.
Okay.
You know.
So that's really, that's really helpful. So because I want to just try to widen the conversation out and say, like, this is a common thing, I think, when, so you had a great experience of connection early on in the relationship, and you had a lot of flow and felt a lot of power and magic in lots of areas in your life, and as the relationship
Absolutely.
Has progressed, it's become less and less fulfilling.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, even to a point now where you're questioning whether or not it's the right relationship, but you're also questioning, like, you know, you're asking a very powerful question, I hear in that as well, is like, you know, like, what's happening in your own consciousness? Are you somehow co-creating this dynamic in the relationship where it's not what it could be?
Mm-hmm.
Right? Does that capture what you're asking?
Yeah. And just feeling like, I guess, things are slipping away, like everything was going so well. And now, you know, I feel like I'm going back, you know, like going, things are not going in the direction I want them to be. So I guess struggling with that as well.
Uh-huh. Well, so there's a lot of feelings you're having about, mm-hmm. about it not going well that are triggering old wounds. So that's just what I want to yeah. activate and name is happening. Okay. Cause it's something powerful happens when we can name what's happening.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to invite you just to take a breath and just like breathe into the feeling you're having. So like this current conflict or what's not getting what you want or how it's going, it's activating old core wounds in relationships. So these feelings aren't new, right?
Right.
Okay. So you can take a breath and you can hold that and you can see that and you can draw on the resources from the work that you've already done to get into a deeper center, to access, you know, you want to be working with this, accessing the full power and capacity of yourself. So a great practice that I recommend is just, you know, feeling, I mean, where do you feel most powerful in your life? And, you know, because a lot of us have the experience of feeling very powerful and creative and intuitive and competent in mm-hmm. other areas of our life. And then we move into the area of love and we have old patterns in love. And it's like we're just in the weakest parts of ourselves to engage and solve perhaps the most challenging things that we're facing. We're kind of in the weakest okay. part of ourselves. So one of the first shifts is to, you know, make sure that we're engaging, we're working with whatever's coming up from the most powerful parts of ourselves, right?
Mm-hmm.
So where would you say, so there's a way you've, you know, in the old wounds getting triggered, you've lost connection to the powerful manifest that you are and the powerful creator that you are. So where would you say in your life you feel most powerful?
Well, I would used to say it would be my work, but this year my work has taken like a step back as well. So I feel like this could be all
yeah.
related to how I'm feeling now, because I'm not feeling confident just with what's going on in my business right now. It hasn't been a good year so far. I'm hoping that's going to change. But so far this
yeah.
year, you know, it went from an amazing year in 2015. I had one of my best years ever to all of a sudden nothing in 20, you know, not very much in 2016. And so I feel that as well has sort of really been
yeah.
difficult. Because that's
so again,
usually where I do get a lot of my power.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So think back to even a time in the past. If you're not feeling powerful right now, think back to a time
mm-hmm.
in the past where you did feel really powerful and see if you can just take a step back into that right now. See, it's very hard to do personal work and reflect
mm-hmm.
on core wounds and old patterns when you're in the center of the emotional experience of them being activated. It's actually not kind to yourself to be
mm-hmm.
reflecting and doing a lot of personal work when you're triggered in the center of it. So the first thing is to really shift out of that state. So think, you know, this is just one way to do it. There's lots of practices to do it. But think about when you did feel powerful, lost in
mm-hmm.
your life, and you did feel like you had access to perspective, and you did feel like you were able to create the things that you desire. Can you think of a time and step back into that?
Yeah.
For just
yeah.
a moment? Yeah? So just
mm-hmm.
take a step back, and I want you to imagine you're stepping back into who you were in that situation, stepping back into your body, breathing as you were breathing, hearing as you were hearing. And just turning towards and just imagine putting your arms around the self in your body who's lost confidence, who's getting triggered into these old wounds, who doesn't feel very powerful in her life right now, and just taking a nice deep breath and just allowing these parts of you to reconnect and reintegrate. And just saying, Anne, I'm here with you. I'm here with you. You're not alone. I absolutely know that we're going to get through this, and we're going to, the breakdowns and challenges and opportunity to re-choose and realign And I have the power to do that. So working with yourself to connect and really get anchored into what I call in feminine power, a power center. So you're in power center where you're able to hold the deeper truth of your own power as a creator. And from this place, you know, it's a powerful thing to do to just look at taking 100% responsibility for yourself as the source of what's so currently in your relationship. Because in that way, you can begin to sort out what's you and what's him. Right? So I have this experience of not, you know, of the relationship not being committed. How, you know, what can I take responsibility for as a co-creator of this? You know, I haven't been really connected to what's important to me. I, you know, have been investing in this knowing that, you know, we don't want the same things. I haven't had the courage to ask for what I need. I actually have been giving so much more than I've been receiving, and I've been giving because I doubt, you know, that I'm really valuable. So you go through that place of wholesome conscious reflection. And then you get connected to what it is you want to create. You know, what is it that I most want to create? I want to create a connected, loving, committed partnership. Well, like Deepak was saying, you know, be who you would, you know, be the things in the relationship that you're wanting to receive. And see what happens. See when you do that, you actually hold a space to find out what's me and what's the other person. And for the relationship, for you to have absolute clarity that this is never going to work and for it to fall away, or to catalyze it up-leveling and becoming what you desire. And 50% of the time, it can go one way. You know, it can actually up-level and become the thing because you've shifted the dynamic. And, you know, or you're going to gain absolute clarity that this is not right, in which case you have the power to unmanifest something that's not right. That will give you the opportunity to create something new and really take what you've learned from this experience and create something new. Does that make sense?
It really does, yeah.
Yeah. So, but the key thing is that you can do all of that once you actually shift state. And you're able to be with yourself and hold yourself and access the fullness of your own power as a creator to begin that process of inner reflection and creating something new. And it's awesome you've been in part of the courses because all of those tools are there for you to draw on and to work with.
Mm-hmm.
Sending you so much love and support. If we were together live in person, I'd give you a big hug. Right now, and
thanks so much, Claire.
Yeah, thank you. Much love, much support. Thank you. Okay, if you have a question, you can post it on star 2. Okay, this is a great question, Arielle, for you here. And
hey,
I know what our friend Evan Mark Katz would say to this, but I want to hear what your thoughts are about this before I quote Evan. Jane from Seattle says, hi, Claire and Ariel. I've tried Match and eHarmony a few years ago, but was invested in it. I'm now 58, divorced for 6 years, and just haven't felt ready for a relationship. Do you feel that Match is the best site? Thanks so much.
You know, I would, from what I've heard from a lot of women over 50, 60, 70, and 80, all of whom have met their soulmates, now husbands, on Match.com. So any site that you commit to can be the site for you. And, you know, I would say go for it and try it. And please listen in tomorrow so you can do it right. But 58 is young, Jane, young, okay? There's plenty of great men out there. And you can get really visible really fast by going online. So that's what I would say. Claire, what would our friend Evan say?
He would say that it's like saying, which gym should I join to get fit? And I do love this quote of Evan's because he said, you know, and the answer is, you know, any gym will work. I mean, here's the thing. I know women who are smart, successful, conscious women who met their husband on Tinder, right? Which is a hookup app for Gen Y, you know, largely. It's a hookup app, but they swiped, what is it, swiping right?
I don't know.
Swiped right.
But that's because Tinder has a particular reputation, which we know is not 100% true, because we've met the men, these conscious women have met on Tinder.
Right, but that's the thing. I know people who've met their soulmate on any and every channel. The key thing is having the skills to present yourself in ways that are going to attract the right partner. And then secondly, to be able to sort the people who reach out to you so you know who to invest in and who not to invest in. And then, you know, knowing how to, and Liz is going to share this, you know, in her inspiring success story about, you know, how to have those first meetings so you're not wasting time. So Liz would do these 20-minute coffee dates so that she was able to get through a, you know, she had like her screening, you know, you have to get through one screening process to make it to the first coffee date. And then she had a whole screening process if, you know, she met someone that they had a connection with in the 20-minute coffee date, that, you know, it's so you need those skills, and those skills of presenting yourself in the right way, of being able to sort who responds to you, and being able to, you know, show up and very quickly move through and assess whether or not people that you are meeting that you should keep seeing or keep exploring that. Having those skills are way more important than which site you're on. I really want to underscore this for everyone. It's really what I've seen and learned from Evan, from our experts, you know, over and over again. And where we get stuck online dating is we don't know how to present ourselves, we don't know how to sort, and we certainly don't know how to, you know, have those in-person connections and assess who to see again, who to not see again. So
the one thing I want to add back there is I was just with a woman over 40 on Saturday night who's now been married for 2 years, and she met her husband through J-Date, the Jewish dating thing, because she was absolutely certain that as a an observant Jew that was so important to her. She did, that was one sorting piece that she wanted done by her dating service. So there's Christian Mingle, there's J-Date. So if you have something really specific like that, there is a site where that they've already sorted that out for you.
Wow, that's great. That's super helpful. So that being said, there are some sites that are more help, you know, that when you have those, once you have those skills, it's then helpful to look at, well, which sites would be best for me. So, you know, it's not that there aren't some sites that might be better for you, but those are the things that really make the difference, you know? Is that illuminating and clarifying? I want to ask everyone here, post a comment about this, because it's just, I'm so excited that we can help bring clarity to this whole area that we see as so much frustration and confusion for so many women. Okay. Anything else on that, Ariel?
Nope. I think that was pretty clear.
I'm like, I want to get a megaphone. I'm really evangelistic about this. I really want, because I just see so many women give up, you know, because they get totally, you know, they think that somehow, you know, like, oh my God, men I'm not interested in are writing to me, like, what am I attracting? Like, you know, you definitely
Unfortunately, we have short on time, so we can't go into it, but our experts tomorrow cover this in extreme detail. So as I said earlier, even if you're sure you're never going to online date again, just tune in tomorrow with an open mind.
And you still need the skills of assessing people you meet, whether you should see them again and how to do that quickly. So you'll definitely get things out of that too.
Yeah.
So, all right. So let's take another caller. Who is calling from New Jersey? Hello. 973, hello?
Hello?
Hi, who's there?
Hi, I'm Marcy.
Marcy?
Yes.
Hi. Hi. Are you in Newark, New Jersey?
In New Jersey. Close enough.
In New Jersey. Welcome. Welcome. Great to have you with us. Go right ahead.
Thank you. So I have been in, I had met someone years ago, and through having my house being robbed and meeting him, buying a new door or whatever. Anyway, what's interesting about it is shortly after that, I did Ariel's program, Soulmate Secret. And every time I would release my list to the universe, the first time I went to a park and put in a balloon and sent it off, this guy would appear after hurting me and doing things, you know. And then I did it again. I went to Panama with a friend of mine. I said, okay, you're going to release it this time because clearly I'm not good at this. And we sent it on fire. We sent it over a cliff. And that still same person arrived again. And so now my concern is I had recently seen him again and it didn't work out. But now he's moved into my apartment building.
Oh, God. No. And what is it that didn't or doesn't work for him about with the two of you? What is the issue?
Well, what doesn't work is that after knowing him briefly and him supposedly supporting me, all of a sudden we were supposed to go away together. We had never slept together at that point, but we were supposed to go away together, and he told me he was moving back in with someone or moving in with someone or living with someone. That was the first I had heard of it. That was the first time he really had hurt me. So he left, and then he came back in saying he was leaving her, and then he started easing back into my world, and then he went back, and he kept on doing that. He did it again recently, and then she just kicked him out, and that's why he's living here.
Okay, that makes perfect sense. Okay, so I'm assuming you've cut cords with him multiple times?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, you might want to just make it a daily practice for right now. You know, clearly he's, you know, very much into you, but you need to be proactive in making sure that energetically he doesn't hook into you. This doesn't mean your soulmate isn't out there and isn't looking for you as well. You've just got a fan/potential stalker situation. So my best advice is keep cutting cords. Don't give up on this. You know, part of the soulmate process is divine timing. Your guy is out there. Start talking to him every day.
I seem to figure out.
You know,
start talking. Okay, to my soulmate. Okay.
Yeah, mm-hmm. To your soulmate. You know, I think most of us have had stalkers at some point in our lives. There's always been somebody who's a little obsessed. You know, on the one hand, it's a bit flattering. On the other hand, it's highly annoying. Just know that he can't block you from meeting your soulmate.
Okay.
Okay. He does not have any power over you whatsoever. Okay.
All right. It's just that
you have more discernment. You have more discerning abilities now. He's not your guy. He's not the train at your station. And, you know, you already know what to do. So just keep doing it with fun and excitement and anticipation, knowing that your soulmate's already deeply connected to you. And on the right day, at the right place, at the right time, you will meet in the 3D world.
Okay. I'm going to keep
that. And then let us
that.
Know how it all goes. I want to hear from you, okay?
Okay, great. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks. Much love, Marcy.
Okay, bye-bye.
Much support.
Thank you.
Okay, who is calling from New York City, 646? Hello.
Hi. It's Yasmin. It's Yasmin.
Hi,
how are you?
Hi. Go right ahead.
Okay, kind of somewhat similar to all these previous people coming up. So I'm actually still in Australia, although calling from my cell, 646 New York. So I was basically, there was this breakup. I was dumped by a guy, and I came to Byron Bay to find myself. And sure enough, like I've been cutting cords and doing all those things and creating the list, following all these wonderful, amazing recommendations from all of you. And then yesterday, I ran into my ex, and he just happens to be here. year, and we just connect again, and it was great. It was great. He left again this morning. He had to go back. But now I'm kind of very confused about, you know, not sure whether there's potential here. I'm not sure, you know, if there's bias. It looks like we both have shifted a lot, or enough, let's say, to see whether there is something, but not sure how to proceed with these things without getting sucked into it. Like the moment that I let go of him, he appeared. And it's just very confusing right now whether to just keep on cutting the cords or kind of being open and giving this a chance.
At the same time, staying in my power, if you will, instead of just getting sucked into that powerless. Hi.
Hello.
So I can't hear you anymore, but here's my best advice is your intuition is screaming at you and sending you red flags, and you're not trusting your intuition. You're not confused. You know what to do. You know, you cut the cords and then he comes back. You know, so it's really the same situation that we had with Marcy. You know, this early on in the relationship, it shouldn't be feeling this bad. So I would say to you, cut cords, do it every day if you need to do, and then go out and manifest somebody that can be a true life partner for you, okay? Because you can do this. You really, really can.
Sending you much love and support, Yasmin. So happy you're with us. Much love. Thanks for calling in. All right, let's go to who is calling from Washington? 703, hello?
Hi.
Hi. Who's there?
Marilyn from Virginia. Is that the number 703?
Yeah, that's you. That's
Marilyn
you, Marilyn. Hi.
Awesome.
Marilyn from Virginia. Go right ahead.
So I've had a bit of a dry spell, and a few months, well, it's actually been about 2.5 months, I was introduced to a very wonderful man, and it's catching me completely off guard. We had a blind date. He didn't even hardly have a picture of me. I had a picture of him. We knew very little about each other, just, you know, very basic information. And I guess it's pretty exciting. It's going very well. I mean, there's chemistry. He's doing a lot of the right things. I guess my question is, he's coming out of a very divorced situation where he was a caregiver to a very mentally ill woman. So how do I handle that? And then me, who's never been married, but I've been in long-term relationships before. You know, most of my relationships are 4 or 5 years. I've always felt that there was someone out there for me. I never gave up. Never even have I heard of this show. I'm very angry that I didn't know this stuff 15 years ago, but that's okay.
So are we.
I'm your next champion. Sign me up, man. I want to teach this to the world. I want to teach this to all the women in their 20s and 30s. I just came back from a beach trip with two really lovely women. We had a great time, beach weekend in rainy weather, but it doesn't matter. And we spent part of the weekend sitting around as a group listening to you guys. Just wanted you to know.
Oh, that's awesome.
Sweet. Marilyn, I have a picture. When you say that he recently got out of this relationship, give me some time frame for that.
Sorry. Oh, well, he it got bad enough. He's 20-plus years married, 2 grown kids. He stayed in the marriage for the kids. And he had to do some things. It's very tricky when you're dealing with mentally ill versus, you know, some of the other medical things, but she is like in a home type of thing. So he's free. He says he's free, and he's very passionate toward me to the point where sometimes I was startled. I was like, wow, how can he be so into me so quickly? So I'm kind of the one going, let's take it day by day and take a deep breath. I don't know where I'm getting this wisdom and knowledge to do that. And he goes, okay, you're right. Deep breath, but oh my gosh. But when I see him, I'm very excited to see them. Lots of chemistry. The man is, you know.
Okay, Marilyn, I'm going to make it really easy for you, okay? He sounds like an amazing, really wonderful kind of man who knows how to make a commitment and be devoted. and he's starved for love and attention and affection because he's been really busy giving, giving, giving. So I would say, you know, your intuition is dead on. You know, you do want to take it slow. This is why God invented dating, so you can take your time, get to know somebody, you know, encourage him to do all the things that can fill himself up, to really get into some self-love and self-care for himself. And, you know, instead of constantly giving, 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 you know, allow him to take for himself. But I would say, you know, he's worth exploring with, and, you know, just understand that he, on some level, he's starved for attention and affection and appreciation and love, and you know, you must be quite the catch because he's like lit up when he sees you. So I think you're in great shape.
Well, thank you. I just need to, you know, so I have been trying to, because that starved for attention and love, I mean, he's, you know, so romantic. I mean, unbelievably romantic man. I mean, the things and gestures and, you know, but he's not, he calls me and checks in with me and talks to me, and he calls me every day. But if he's, can I call you? Is this the right time to call you? Very polite. But he could be borderline a little over the top. So I kind of been trying
to
find
out.
Take some time.
Yeah, you'll just find out. There's no, I'm not a psychic.
Okay.
If I were, I might have a better answer for you. But you be your own psychic and, trust your instincts.
Trust him and let it take its course and encourage him to do some things for himself. Maybe he'll get over whatever. Yeah. Okay.
Well,
thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, Marilyn. Much love. All right. Who's calling from Alberta 780 number? Hello.
Hi there.
Hi. Who's
Hello?
There? Hi.
Hi. This is Kara. How are you?
Hi, Kara. Great. Great to have you with us. Go right ahead.
First of all, the talks and sessions have been absolutely amazing. I've done a lot of work and just on myself, and I've never been able to really get the manifesting part in life. So this came at a very good time in my life. So my question is, because it can always be a long story, so thank you very much. This is beautiful. Like, the visualization, Claire, of yours actually nearly knocked my socks off because I actually saw the man.
Wow.
It was really bizarre. It just popped out. Like, I'd done the one the night before or the time before on the kickoff and could kind of put the cord out. And I went, okay, I'll put this cord out there, but I want to make sure it lands somewhere safe, not just
wow.
We want to make sure it's a protected
awesome.
Space, right? Like, not
yeah.
somewhere, right? And so I went, okay, we'll just go with the flow and do this. And then I did that exercise. And as soon as I saw the man, felt the man, not clear, but had this flash,
yeah.
I almost went into panic. Oh, my God, I'm not ready. I'm not this. I'm not that. And I'm like, okay, breathe. Calm down. You know, this is all, you know, so it's very powerful. And, you know,
yeah.
so I do this. And I can feel this energy. I can feel that connection. I can, you know, and I do the other exercises and like the one yesterday about what is the most loving thing I can do for myself right now. So whenever I feel anxious or stressed or pushed out, I'll go, what is the most loving thing I can do for myself right now? And that's profound for me because I'm a head person. So I'm finally getting out of the head and can get to the emotion. So I've always kind of tried to shut the emotion out because I was in the way of going where I want to go, right? So.
Yeah.
The question is, and it's actually kind of been answered already, I had this very powerful experience, but the energetic feeling that I have of this man is not the one of who I'm with right now.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm in a relationship, and I don't even want to call it a relationship because to me the man is very avoidant. Doesn't phone back, doesn't call, shows up when he wants, you know, kind of it's his own life, right? When it works, when it doesn't. I have to always do the work. And I'm like, you know, I know this, and the amazing thing of what I learned out of being with him was the physical side, the passion side was amazing. And I learned and grew through that, and that opened that door. And I thought, you know, I could probably do this, you know, okay, we can do the booty call thing for a while, and we'll see, but that's not me for life. So I kind of reached that point, I went, this isn't me, this isn't what I want, and I want to close these doors and just let it go. Every time I do that, and this was the thing, too, when I was feeling this soulmate energy, I could feel his energy interfering. with this person that I'm seeing now. I'm like, okay, you need to go to the side because this is something else that's happening. And I think, I don't know if it's a question or an observation, but it's the feeling of, I know I have to close this. And I know I have to, because we have business transactions. And that's really what kept me longer than I wanted to, was because we have business stuff to close. And I want to see the closure of the business. It's like a marriage, even though it's like, this is like a bad marriage. And I don't even know if I'd call it dating. You know, because I did make the mistake of getting into a business transaction. And it's like, oh, you know, to let that go. And the exercises and all the things we've done has really helped me. This isn't about me. I'm valid. I'm beautiful. I'm great. I'm whatever. This isn't a reason for me not to be with my soulmate. Whoever I'm with, this isn't going to matter. These losses, these mistakes, these whatever, it doesn't change that. Who I am is who I am, and I'm going to be enough. And that was hugely powerful. So I guess the question is, other than the gratitude to you people and what I've learned, is that my intuition then saying, because of course he's texting and saying, oh yeah, you know, we got to get together. And I'm like, I don't want to see you. I don't want to talk to you. I don't want to be with you. I feel more irritated and annoyed now than attracted.
Hey,
does that make
sense? Sarah, you are amazing, okay? You don't need us at all. You're like
You're our star student. You're our star student. Your whole program. Ariel and I are just here like proud mamas listening to you.
Oh, wow. It's not been a short call. It was like right timing.
Right?
It's all kind of coming together.
Okay. Now, you know exactly what to do. Just pick your spots and your timing and be responsible for your business around it in a way that makes the most sense. And, you know, make sure you let him go with a lot of love and care and try not
to damage
his ego too much.
Yeah, and that's what I want to do because I am deeply caring, and that's part of the issue because, if, you know, I'm sick, I can't do this. And he has been ill, and he's had people die from cancer. And this is the third go-around in a year where I've said, you know, I'm done with this. You know, this needs to stop. And as well, you know, my buddy died of cancer, and you're like, oh God, you know, and you just, okay, maybe he's changed, you know, it's always maybe he's changed, right? And now it's like, you know what, I could do this and know what you're, you know, I could be that secure woman, like in that one thing of Dr. Levine's that just said, yeah, you go do your thing in Paris and I'll schedule coffee breaks.
Right.
But
right,
I don't want to. Do you know what I mean?
No,
I don't want to.
And you're not supposed to. You just, listen, you know exactly what the next step is. It's just not going to be fun, okay? That's the resistance.
Yeah, okay,
part.
That's probably what it is, hey?
That's
like,
so
it's going to be a little hard.
Yeah, that's
not
it.
Put your girl panties on, Kara, and just, you know, figure it out. You can
do
this.
You're on your course.
Okay. That sounds awesome. Yeah. And I, you know, I appreciate everything, and I appreciate hearing it, and because it is a process, and it's so much like what everybody's gone through. You know, it's kind of like you've lived what everyone else has lived. And then to finally feel a little bit of hope, like this has really given me hope again, because I was like, maybe not. But when I can actually feel it, then you know what's there. It's like knowing 2 weeks from now is, you know, the middle of May. You just know it's there. It's just a matter of time.
We're very proud of you, Kara. You're awesome.
Well, thank you so much.
And
keep the good work going.
And you can feel us and the entire community standing by your side as you move
forward.
Thank
you, I
do. Our creative.
I do.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
So much. Thank you. Wow. Thank you. I'm in awe of our community, the amazing, gifted, talented, brilliant, awesome women who are with us for this series, Ariel. It's beyond a dream come true to have the opportunity to contribute so much, to share so much, to give you the tools, the keys, the insights that we've found ourselves have given us so much access to creating this in our own lives. So that's our live Q&A for tonight and our highlights and our takeaways. And before we end, I want to share about the opportunity to participate in our exciting upgrade packages that will give you the opportunity to own your own copy of the series along with some really exciting bonuses. So I'll be telling you about those in just a moment, but if you're in front of your computer right now and you're listening in online, you can scroll down
to give you, you can have a look and see the overview of everything that we have coming up in the series, and just a couple of other questions that have come through. Yes, Dr. Laura Berman is a keynote speaker tomorrow as well, and she is really one of the world's leading dating, sex, relationship experts, especially for conscious, powerful, successful women. So she has a lot that she's going to be sharing with you on the program that you need to know in the process of early stage dating and making those connections. So thanks, Nancy, for that. Anything else, Arielle, about Dr. Laura for tomorrow that you want to share?
You know, she's one of us, you know, so she shares a lot of what she had to do, you know, to shift from her, you know, super high-powered, ambitious work mode into, you know, being receptive and feminine and making time and making room for love. So she's highly inspiring and lots of good info.
So don't miss that. So that's going to be on tomorrow as well. And, of course, I want to remind everyone, if you've already upgraded, you have access to all of these seminars right away. You don't need to wait, and that is one of the benefits of choosing one of our upgrade options, is that you can listen again to any of the seminars. You can access the ones that are coming up on the schedule right away. But if you scroll down to the bottom of your page, there's an overview of our two upgrade options. And I want to take a few moments to share with you the opportunity to upgrade to gold. And if you've already upgraded to gold, to upgrade to platinum. Or you can just upgrade to platinum if you haven't registered for anything yet. So the reason to upgrade is that you will have access to be able to download and own your own copy of these keynotes, the panels, the inspiring women's success stories. You'll be able to download all of these Q&As and go back and listen to the coaching and the opening meditations and the recaps. You'll also receive beautifully created transcripts that you can print out and you can highlight as we go down. You know, so many of the seminars contain so much wisdom that it takes time to, you know, listen and listen again to take it in at a deeper level. This collection of seminars is absolutely the most impactful series that Arielle and I have ever created in the past 5 years in the area of attracting love, because it's been something we focused especially in the conversation about what is it that gives conscious, smart, successful women, women that we were, our girlfriends, the women that we care about. We really created this for you to give you the tools, the resources around these key areas of being able to vision your soulmate relationship, being able to release limiting beliefs about yourself, about love, about men, about marriage, about the possibility of, you know, what you can create together, to be able to unlock and ignite your feminine power, to raise your love vibration, to master the process of manifesting and creating, which is absolutely critical to create this higher possibility of love, and to be able to anchor into a magnetic, receptive, open, love-centered place without dimming down, without losing your power, in a way that you can attract a conscious partner. And what we're going to be going in tomorrow are the skills and tools of being able to present yourself, make connections, be able to sort really quickly and powerfully through those connections you make, know who to invest in, who to continue to see. So I think it's the most comprehensive seminar series available for conscious, smart, successful women to be able to take, to integrate the wisdom from the world's leading experts to create this kind of lifelong soulmate love. So in addition to the series, you're also going to receive, in both options, you'll receive some wonderful bonuses. So let me tell you first about the gold bonuses. When you upgrade to the gold package, you'll be able to participate in the remaining 3 live coaching calls, join us live on the line, post questions for us, be coached by us during these sessions, You'll be able to download the coaching calls from the previous sessions. If you found this session helpful, the other sessions that we've had are so amazing and clarifying and helpful as well. You'll also receive a seminar featuring Marianne Williamson on sacred romance, which will help you prepare for your next soulmate love as a spiritual adventure. You'll also be able to participate in a live workshop I'm going to be hosting with the brilliant and extraordinary David Kessler at the end of the series. So this is coming up in the next couple of weeks. We're going to be doing a live workshop on conscious completions and healing your heart to opening up to new love. So if you still feel heart pain, or if you're still have heartache from a breakup or a past relationship that you've been in, this live workshop is going to, we're going to hold a space for the deepest and most profound heart healing. David just wrote a book with Louise Hay called You Can Heal Your Heart, which is an integration of many decades of work that he has done that is going to give you, you know, a very deep, full-bodied experience of healing in a way that will enable you to open your heart more deeply than you've ever known before. You'll also receive access to one of my favorite seminars of all time, Cracking the Love Code, What Men and Women Must Know About Each Other to Have Happy, Thriving Relationships, with Alison Armstrong and John Gray, who are the world's two leading gender experts. And Jonathan Astley has a fantastic two-part audio workshop on dating divorced men. So if you're in your 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, chances are you're going to date a man who's been married before, or who's at least been in serious relationships before, and might have children from that relationship. Really specifically goes into how to navigate a lot of the things that come up in those particular areas. So that's what you're going to receive as part of the gold bonus package. And when you upgrade to platinum, you'll get everything that I just mentioned in the gold package, but you'll also get these additional bonuses that are valued at over $5,000. Let me explain why these are so valuable. So if you're someone who is in a relationship and you're not sure if it's the right person, or you have had relationships in the past and you didn't necessarily have the right communication skills, or if you're dealing with betrayal, or you know, you're not really confident dating, there's a lot of really specialized topics in both finding love and keeping love that we have explored in the past 5 years of our Art of Love series with the world's leading experts. And you'll gain access to what we call the Love Manifesting Vault archives of over 100 seminars on all topics related and healing from the, you know, healing from a breakup, attracting, sustaining extraordinary love in your life, really the kind of support and resources and tools when you need it. So it expands into topics we just haven't had time to go into in this series. So if you want to prepare for the skills for being in a good relationship, like I didn't know, you know, I'd never been married before. And so when I got married after a few years, like how do you keep sexual chemistry and passion alive? I mean, these are all the kinds of questions we have to create thriving lifelong love. You know, love is something that, you know, requires, studies show it takes 10,000 hours to master a field. And if you think about, you know, we've done a lot of the work by bringing together the world's leading experts and creating very simple and accessible tools. We've put our 10,000 hours in creating this love vault so that you don't have to. You can actually get the download and the takeaways and the insights that you need to be able to apply. And I use the tools, the practices that are in these seminars every day in my relationship, and you are going to be so inspired and empowered and amazed at the support you're going to receive accessing the Love Manifesting Vault. And that package alone is valued at over $5,000, the individual components of all of the different seminars. So So in addition to that, Ariel and I are going to host what we have dubbed the Summer of Love in the Art of Love membership, where you'll get access to a new monthly seminar and workshop live with one of the leading experts on all different topics related to attracting and sustaining great love. So as part of the Art of Love Inner Circle, you'll get access to those new monthly seminars. You'll get access to an ongoing, this field. If you felt really uplifted by the field of this community, you're going to want to be part of that Inner Circle. And, of course, you'll have the opportunity to extend and stay all the way to when you meet your beloved and even beyond as you're navigating the first stages of dating and then moving into to marriage and lifelong partnership. The Art of Love community, you know, our vision is creating the world's leading online tools and resources that support you to create, attract, and sustain the most extraordinary loving partnerships. So that's what we have for you there. You'll also receive access to a live video workshop. Ariel and I are joining forces with our two teachings, Feminine Power and The Soulmate Secret, and we're creating something that's brand new on the other side of the summit, where we're going to be sharing with you how you can, you know, how these things work together. So Feminine Magic for Manifesting Love, you'll get a ticket to our live workshop. And you'll also get an additional 3 coaching calls. If you found coming together like this really supportive, you'll have access to 3 coaching calls over the next 3 months as part of our Summer of Love. So the components of that platinum package are valued at over $5,000. And during the series, the regular price for everything that's in the platinum offer is over $700. You can order it for a deep discount during the series. If you are already a gold subscriber, you'll see all of the information on the event page where you are right now listening to this session today about how you can upgrade from gold to platinum for a very small investment and access all of these programs as part of the bonus as well. Really encourage you to give yourself access to the community, the support, those extra tools on your journey to love. So there are options, our gold package, our platinum package. Everything has a 30-day money-back guarantee. It's all there on the page. I know that, you know, as we're winding down the summit, you're making a decision about which option works best for you, so I wanted to take some time today to make sure you have all of the information to know which of these packages is right for you if you're called to choose one of them. So thank you so much, everyone, for being with us. We look forward to being with you again tomorrow night. And let's see here, Nancy and Cammie and Jane and Nikki and Cheryl and Susie and Jamie and Lindsay, and all of the women who've posted tonight, really standing with you. Thanks so much for joining us live. Thanks for being with us. Let's join our voices, unmute the lines, and hear the sound of us together manifesting big love. Thanks so much, everybody. Much love. Bye-bye.
Much love.
Bye, everyone.
Bye-bye. Much love.
Thank you for listening to Attract Your Soulmate, the keys conscious, smart, successful women need to know to attract the right partner and create lifelong love. For more information about how you can download the audios, visit artofloveaudios.com. Again, that's artofloveaudios.com. We want to thank our event partners, The Art of Love, today's leading online community for creating and sustaining extraordinary relationships, and Feminine Power, the leading online community, courses, and advanced coaching, facilitation, and leadership trainings designed to support women stepping into their highest possibilities. Find out more at femininepower.com. On behalf of your hosts, Ariel Ford and Claire Zamet, we want to thank you again for participating in this series and send you much support on your journey to lifelong love and happiness with your soulmate.